So you're the brave soul who volunteered for my special trials in exchange for another shot at life. You do know that the last volunteer who went through my trials failed miserably after just 3 minutes, correct? Time for a few prudent warnings, then. If you decide to go through with this, you will either succeed or fail. You might not think that hell itself can get worse, but I assure you, if you fail, it will be worse than anything you've experienced thus far. Things aren't all doom and gloom, however. If you succeed, you get another shot at life. Well, what you called life, anyway. Your old home, job, car, your pathetic collection of childhood memorabilia. Your entire mundane existence can be restored to you with a snap of my clawed fingers. No? Don't interrupt. I'm sure you have plenty of questions, but they will all be answered in time. Manners maketh man, after all. My name is Lucy Fair, and it is my absolute pleasure to meet you. You probably heard a lot about me back when you were alive. Sadly, those tales are all as mean as they are one-sided. I'm just a fun-loving devil, looking for an adventurous soul, really. Let's just say that I have unusual proclivities. And so far, nobody has ever been able to truly satiate me. Hopefully, you'll be different. Returning to your old life as a reward should be a sufficient motivator, yes? After all, I'm sure you're thinking that anything is better than what you've gone through since you've been here. All you have to do is sign the dotted line. You can even use my pen if you want. Sure, read the contract. It's not like we have a shortage of lawyers down here too. Solicit one of them to help you if you'd like. They enjoy feeling useful so much they might even want to do it pro bono. But really, who cares? Why not take a risk for once in your mediocre life? Just sign here. Our fine print isn't nearly as insidious as that of your cell phone carrier, I promise. There we go. I knew I could count on you. Now initial here and here. Good boy. Well done. I'm proud of you. Lean over here and let me give you a pat on the head. Looks like we're in business now. I wish I could say the hard part was over, but the decision you just made pales in comparison with what you're about to go through. There you are, succubus. Would you be a dear and prepare the trial chamber? This lovely human has just signed up to be my next volunteer. Oh, stop laughing. I know you've gone through more than a few already, but I have a good feeling about this one. I think he shows real potential. Succubi, am I right? They can be so rude sometimes. At least they're loyal. Follow me now. Come along. A bit faster, please. Delaying won't make the tasks you're about to face any less horrendous, you know. You signed the contract willingly, and I'm just about dying to get started. I'm going to sit down on this nice big bed with my back against the headboard. Come sit between my legs, pet. Oh, you look surprised, darling. I look like who now? Oh, that's right. She was your crush in another life, wasn't she? As for the horns, the tail, the red skin, well, those additions are all me. I know she wasn't quite as devilish as I'm about to be. Yes, I know all about her. I know all about the time she shot you down, all the time she hurt you and didn't even notice. So I figured why not take the opportunity to show you what could have happened if she'd said yes. Come on now. Lie down between my long legs. Lay your head between my ample breasts while we get started. Your first trial is simple, and I sincerely hope you pass it. Do not come. My soft hands are going to touch your stomach, your thighs and your cock. Yes, just like that. I love hearing you gasp, dear. I'm going to make you feel very, very good. And no matter what, you must not orgasm. If you come, you fail. Oh my, you're already so hard for me. Did you just moan the word mummy? Is that what you always wanted to call her? Well, you can certainly call me that if you wish. As long as you agree to be mummy's good boy and not come until I say so. Do you promise? Good boy. Bucking your hips already? How long can you last with my hands on your cock, making you feel so good? I wonder if you're going to make it through. What are you thinking of to stay strong, sweetheart? Are you really doing all of this for her? How precious, baby. Doesn't really matter, no. Right now you're going to be my good boy, and good boys don't come until they're told. I love the way you moan and tremble from my touch. It turns me on so much. Can you feel my red-hot pussy pressed against you? Moan for me again, my darling. Just love how desperate you got for me so quickly. You can feel your orgasm, can't you? Just waiting to overwhelm you with pleasure. It's okay. You can make as much noise for me as you need to. Let it all out while I grind up against you. Help me feel good, sweet boy. I would feel so good if you came right now. So come. Come for me, come for mummy. Shoot your hot cum while I press myself into your back and moan into your ear. No, you're not going to come from my hands. Okay then. It's all right. Breathe for me, baby. You did it. You passed. Just breathe. You've done such a good job for me so far. You didn't crack, even when I made you feel so good. Now, for the next trial, you're going to make me feel good. Turn around and lick my cunt. You're going to make me come, and if you're not fast enough, you fail. You can even touch yourself while you do it. I don't really care. Do you understand what you need to do? Good boy. Oh yes, I love feeling the vibrations in my pussy from your lips. I love feeling your moans while you suck at me. Ah. Oh. You must be so desperate to make me feel good, huh? Work that cock harder in your hand. It's not like you'll make a difference. Come on, baby. Give it to me. Oh, bury your face in my pussy. Good boy. The way you move your tongue. Oh. How dare you, you miserable little... I'll make you regret the day you landed in hell. How fucking dare you make me come so fast? I've never given in before. I've never lost. But don't you look so smug, wretch. I've still got one more trial left. And this time I'm not leaving anything to chance. Lie on your back now. I'm going to ride at you until one of us comes. Listen closely, little boy. If you orgasm before I do, you fail. And believe me, you will. If you intend to lose again, you might be the first to reach the last trial, but you are going to be the first to fail it, too. Good. Now you're all tied up nice and tight. Don't forget, I'm the one in control here. I bet this isn't how you imagined your first time with her, hmm? You wanted to make it all sweet and tender. You wanted to make love to her. Well, too bad. I own you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I like playing rough with my toys. This feels good already, doesn't it? Our bodies pressed together, right where you want it most. So close, almost inside me. Are you scared yet? Worried it might all be over and your body will betray you? Well, you damn well should be. Yes, you feel so good. Do you want to know a secret, human? I always hoped it would get to this part. I wanted to feel you inside me so badly. That's why I came earlier while you were eating me out. Now I'm riding your cock, and it's even better than I imagined. Why don't you give me a kiss? That's right. Moan into my mouth while I kiss you. So loud already. Such a good boy. You love feeling my mouth on yours, don't you? You can suck on my breasts too. My nipples in your mouth feel so good. That's right, baby. I'll let you do whatever you need to come. Oh, there's something special about you. I just can't seem to get enough of you, baby. Oh, if I were a human girl, I think I might tell you that I love you. But given our circumstances, that's just silly. I want you to say it, my good boy. Go on, tell me you love me. Tell me you love me while I ride your cock, just like this. Tell me. Tell me now. That's my good boy. I love you too. I love you, my good boy. Fuck. Did it. I can't believe you actually did it. You made me come first. I lost. That means I had to release you back to the life you had before. I'll keep my word. In fact, I'll get rid of your physical bonds right now. But first, I'm going to kiss you right on the top of your adorable little head, human. Oh, why am I not more upset that I lost the wager for your soul? It's simple, really. You just had sex with the devil herself, baby. I'm the hottest piece of ass in all of creation. Oh, so I've heard. Normal sex just won't cut it after this. Once you go back, you'll be desperate to experience something like this again. And where will that bring you? Right back. To me. Perhaps I should play your crush a visit. Make sure she's delightfully vulnerable to my influence. And I can tell you firsthand that sex with a possessed girl is out of this world. Enjoy your second chance at life, human, while it lasts.